Hey everyone, welcome to Shaken and Disturbed. You're here with Father Darren Karp, my cute, adorable dog. Obviously, introducing her before I introduce mother of this podcast because we go in order of importance. And
Importance.
it should have been the dog, should have been
Well, that's
Snoops,
true. Then
Snoopy and
magic.
Magic. Yeah, then well,
Yeah,
equal, then me,
that's what I mean. Oh, then you?
and
Okay.
now you,
Well,
John. So, hey, Johnny boy, how you doing?
well, hey everybody. What a beautiful and loving and warm intro there at the beginning.
It's typical, I like bullying you, but question for you. Are you shocked
Yeah.
that I'm in like makeup today?
You look so good. Darren popped on, sometimes we're just doing this in our underwear, you guys. Like we're just kind of hanging out. Well, maybe not that.
Yes, mostly naked. Mostly
Sometimes I
naked.
am in my underwear. That's a little like fun fact
Do you
behind the
wear
scene.
boxers, boxer briefs, or tidy
Boxer
whities? You're
briefs.
not
Boxer
wearing tidy
briefs.
whities. Okay, yeah.
No, I don't do tidy whities,
I
but
wear boxer briefs to bed.
you do? Oh my
Yes.
God, let's talk boxer briefs offline.
Okay, good. I actually wear like, remember Andy?
Calvin
Like
Klein.
that's yeah. No, I wish. No, not that I wish. I would buy them. I'm just saying that like I wear to exist or something like that. There's a couple of brands that I always
Oh,
get.
interesting. What were you going to say about Andy?
Andy got like to exist
I was going to say that's
long
such
time
a gay
ago.
guy
Didn't
brand.
watch him. I know, and that's why I was like, oh, we can talk about this. Neither here nor there,
That's for
because
another time. Yes,
today we're going to be
yes.
talking
Oh my
about.
God, this is.
Literally, okay. We're going to be talking about the unknown number, the high school catfish episode on Netflix, documentary rather, hour and a half, pretty easy to digest.
Thank
And
God.
guys, let me tell you, I had watched this already, and
Yeah,
John was the one to ask me about
I
this.
did.
And I'm always hesitant to pose anything that requires John to actually do anything. So the fact that he posed this to
Yeah,
me,
that's right.
I knew it was
Yeah,
digestible for
worth.
him.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's
'Cause
not Big Brother 20 hours a week.
20
So
hours.
that.
We don't, guys. Yes, that's true. So many of you guys actually were DMing me, and I'm sure Darren, you probably got some of this too, of people being like, "Have you talked about the unknown number? Like, did it if my friends are asking me about it, my coworkers." I was like, guys, chill out. And of course,
Yeah.
before I did anything with you, before I texted you, I went to Netflix and I said, before I commit to this on the
Let's see how
show,
long it is. That's
let's
what you
see how
said.
many hours of
Yeah.
my time, because there are 8-part documentaries that could be at most 2 parts on Netflix. Let's be
Sure.
honest.
Sure.
Peacock is more known for this, I would say, at this point, to be honest with you, but that's fine. We love Peacock. But yeah, so many of you guys were asking about it. I poked around to just I didn't get any spoilers before I watched the show or
Because
the
I told you I
documentary.
wasn't going to spoil it,
You knew about
obviously.
it from
Yeah.
when you read the article that it was pulled from, right?
That's right. I was going to say New York
Yeah.
Magazine broke this story within the past year. I should have looked
Okay.
this up, and I'm sure I
No,
can
that's
look it up
okay.
as we're doing it. But I'm a frequent reader of New York Magazine, and they were the ones who originally broke this story. So I
Yeah.
knew, and obviously, spoiler alerts here, and there is
Yeah,
kind
that's
of this
right.
big reveal. And so if you haven't seen it and you want to see it and you want to be surprised, pause right here,
Yeah.
watch the doc, and come back. But we are going to be absolutely spoiling it because there is kind of like a big shocker more than just the story here. But
Right. Yeah, that's right.
they broke the story, and like the story that I kind of remember reading was this really long drawn out thing of being like, who could this be? Who the fuck would do this? Like much like the documentary did, of just kind of like leading you to be like, maybe you think it's
Yeah,
the
a whodunit type of
boyfriend's,
thing.
right? Exactly, like that girl Chloe. You're like, oh, she's a mean girl. And so the fact that it was, again, spoiler alert, the fact that it was the mother of the actual
Right.
victim, I think, calls into question so many things. And I will say, I made my own mother watch this documentary
Oh,
yesterday or 2 days
good.
ago. And I was like, I'm not going to spoil it for you. So just watch it and then comment to me. And then she goes, what a horrible mother. And then she texted me and she goes, just so you know, I was not the one texting you all those nasty things in high school.
Oh,
That
my
was,
God.
somebody else. And I was like, thank you, Mom. I
By the way,
appreciate that.
this is a great segue to bring this back. Hold on.
And here are Zoe's notes.
You
Yes,
like that,
I love.
right?
We needed that.
We
That was
needed
very
that back.
important. So we're going to be talking about the documentary, not breaking
Yes.
it down on every single
No, yeah.
beat. But I think we have to talk about the general vibe of it once we now know that it's the mother.
Definitely.
So,
Well,
yeah.
and also before we get into the details of the documentary and our reactions, we're also going to pull some of your guys' reactions. We asked Patreon to tell us some things as well. Just a quick little programming note, because we're releasing this one right away, just because it's so fresh and everyone's
Yeah.
watching it, you're going to actually get 2 weeks of NMR episodes coming up next, and then we'll be back to our normal alternating of NMR and like full regular cases. But we just released a full case, but we really wanted to release this one right away as well because everyone's talking about it. So We're just in our recording schedule and wanted to
Guys,
make
John
sure.
is talking about it. That's all you need to know. That's the
That's all you need to
standard.
know. Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, obviously, as we said, let's get into it. This is that Netflix documentary, Unknown Number, The High School Catfish. Now, this whole story takes place in this little town called Beale City, Michigan, which we're talking like a population of like a couple hundred people, apparently. Okay, before I even get any further, first of all, I immediately connected with this because I come from a small town in the middle, kind not in the middle of nowhere, but it's Western Maryland, and like it's not a couple hundred, it's definitely many thousands, tens of thousands, but it's a very small town vibe in the mountains. And like immediately these people, I'm like, these are my people, I know what's going on here. And I just want to say,
Here we go.
I'm not exaggerating. I knew nothing about this case before we start, before I pressed play. I just
Right, you did
knew,
not read the article, and I
didn't
had
read the
not told
article.
him about the
No,
article. Right.
nothing at all. I was watching it because Darren agreed to watch it. So immediately when I realized I was going to watch this, within 2 minutes, okay, of this show or of this documentary airing, I paused it. I messaged a friend who I knew was watching it at about the same time. I had mentioned it to this friend. And I said, I know who it is already just on the production of these first 3 minutes. I was like, it is going to be either Lauren's mom. And I said, it's going to be one of the parents, and it probably is going to be Lauren's mom. Obviously, we eventually know that is exactly what happened. And I'm not trying to be like that person, but it's just. And this does connect to the small town thing that I just mentioned, because how do I say this without offending anybody? I don't
I'm
know, but
offended.
I'm just going to say that small town dynamics when it comes to children and relationships and parents getting involved in their teenagers' friendships and relationships, I've seen it all. I've seen a lot of it. There's been a lot of drama with people I know, both my friends' parents, as well as my friends who are now parents. I hear about it a lot, actually. So right away, I was like, this can't be one of her friends because
That wouldn't
they
be a
wouldn't do a
story.
document. Yeah, like, what's the story, right? So it was going to
Right.
be one of the parents, or and probably Lauren's mom, because it's on Netflix and they would want that on Netflix. So anyway, I'm just tooting my own horn, but I told my friend, I said, I'm going to email you my prediction. We're 2 minutes in, and I was like, at the end of this documentary, go and open your email, and if I'm right, like, you owe me a beer or something like that. And I was right.
It's funny because I watching this doc, and a couple of my friends had texted me about it or whatever to watch. And I said,
Yeah.
yes, I knew it's the mom. I read the story, but I'll still watch it. And Nadine didn't know. But in the first like 10 minutes of the doc, it's funny because I was like, wait, like in my mind, even though I knew I was actually
I
correct, I
know
was
what you're gonna
like,
say.
is it the mom? Because she's being interviewed right now. And
I
like,
know, that's true.
that
Yeah.
seems crazy that
Well, in the
she's being
first,
interviewed,
I will say, in the first like 5 minutes, you don't see any adults at all. It's
Right.
only like
The
the
kids.
students, and they're trying
Yeah.
to set this up like it's a high school situation, which I get. And then, yeah, when the mom was on, I was like, okay, so maybe it's not her. Maybe it's a teacher.
Because they
But
tend
I
to talk
just,
about these perps, not have them
exactly,
be
have them on
interviewed.
the show.
And we'll
Exactly.
get to that. We'll get to that.
Yeah,
But
we'll
get
get
back
to
to
all
the
that.
story.
Yeah, back to the story. So this all started in 2020, when this 13-year-old girl named Lauren and her boyfriend Owen began getting these weird anonymous text messages. And at first it seemed kind of random, and like, you know, I think you, I don't know about you, I get like two or three random spammy type of texts a
Sure.
day these days. But back in 2020, I don't know if it was even like as prevalent, but it was random at first, and then it escalated very fast with dozens of texts every single day with very graphic and disturbing content about Owen.
Extremely,
Yeah,
extremely.
extremely. Like the worst stuff you've ever seen. Let's pause and react to the narrator's voice that did the text messages. Were you a little creeped out by
Well, yeah, because
that?
it was kind of like Matt's old voice on Martinis and Murder,
It
where it's like, it was like, I
was.
just want you to die. I
I
was like, why do
know.
we have to have Darth Vader voices?
It was a little something like this. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
Okay.
it
Gotcha.
was.
Yeah.
Yes, it
There we
was.
go.
That's exactly right. Yeah, these text messages and like they're what's interesting about them is you see them roll through it. All of them are real and all of them are serious and all of them are disgusting. Is
Yeah.
that they have this because Nadine didn't know anything, so she was really going in blind, and so I wanted to understand her commentary. She was going wrong, and she was like, "This seems like it was written by an adult." She's like, "These texts just seem like they're written by an adult."
Definitely.
And I said, "For sure, but also they're so disgusting that part of you, at least for me, was like, but are they written by like an 18-year-old boy who's just being like a fucking asshole? You know how kids can be mean to each other, or a girl,
Yeah.
like just like an 18-year-old, because they were written so oddly that I'm like, what adult would text like this? Like, this is
Yeah.
absurd kind of thing. So it had good manipulation in that way, I think.
I love that you're mentioning this because I remember thinking, and I forgot until you just said this, there was one text where I was like, oh, this is an adult trying to sound young. And it was
Yeah.
something like,
Yes.
sorry, not sorry, which is like not really something teenager.
SRY, SRY,
Yeah,
you
I'm
know.
like, I don't know. It was so weird. Let
Yeah.
me try to do like a pretend one really quick. Hold
Yeah, watch out, girl. I your boyfriend
Yeah.
last night. Like something like that. Something like that.
I feel threatened and I feel manipulated,
Good.
so
Okay, good. That's what we wanted. That's what we wanted.
no, definitely.
Okay, keeping on here because I'm glad you mentioned that because I kind of forgot. So they're getting all these weird texts, and like I said, it escalates into something very disturbing. These messages weren't even just mean, by the way. They're manipulative, they're threatening. Of course, the one that really I think stood out to at least me and several other people was the ones where the texts were suggesting that Lauren should kill herself, which as we later find out, to hear that that's coming from her mother, which we can get into in just a bit once we get to the confession or whatever, was horrifying, right?
Yes, I mean, obviously, with the lens of knowing it's through the mother, all of these text messages are absolutely grotesque. I mean, there isn't really a word for it, let alone saying to your daughter she should kill
Yeah, there
herself, but
isn't.
also like sexual things about Owen, her boyfriend, who was like
Yeah.
13 at the time. So there is.
God.
There is literally no excuse for any of this. There might be an explanation, which we will get to the
Yeah,
end of
that's
the
right.
story, but there is no excuse for it. Whoever was behind these text messages as they were getting it, you were using these like spoofing apps, is what they're called, and it's making it look like
Yeah.
these texts were kind of coming in from different numbers so nobody could block them. For me, way too high tech. To me, that sounds like someone who is like in the IT field
Well,
who would kind of know how to do this.
let me just tell you, as someone who knows kind of like, the tech stuff and everything, it's literally as easy as downloading an app and signing up for a phone number. It is extremely easy. It does sound high tech if you're not kind of familiar with it, but if you're even vaguely familiar with like techie type of stuff the way like
You
I
could
am,
do
or
it.
very easy to do. In fact, I was a little worried. I want to mention this right here. I was worried that the popularity of this show would entice people to want to do other stuff like this, like spoof and like troll and be a bully anonymously. I don't know. It freaked me out a little
I mean,
bit.
it certainly could happen. I mean, I think,
Yeah.
I think the first question everyone has is, why don't you just block that number? And the truth is, when it's an
Right.
unknown number, you can't really block that number because then you could
Yeah.
just create several
Well,
others.
that's
So
what I was going to
there's,
say. It's super easy to do that.
yeah, there's almost really no point, which is why during this doc, they talk about them getting new numbers for the kids. But, knowing it's the mom, it wouldn't
Right.
have really helped. And
Of
obviously,
course.
pretty soon, the whole community is on edge. As
Yeah.
John said, like, you're kind of in everyone's business. And when these types of text messages, which were so gross, came out in high school, it's hard not to really talk about it. Parents
Right.
are suspicious of other kids. Friends start turning on each
Yeah.
other. The trust inside this school totally breaks down. And the harassment went on for so long, like almost 2 years, that eventually even the FBI had to get involved. They had to subpoena records. They had to trace IP addresses. They had to do the entire thing. And this wasn't just being like, hey, you're ugly. This was
Yeah.
threatening. This
For
was, I'm going to come
years,
after
yeah.
you. You are vapor. I will kill you. We're going to end your life. And then here's the twist. The FBI agents revealed that the number connected to the spoofing apps was someone that they all knew. It took a lot of time to kind of cross-reference of what these IP addresses go back to, because I know it's not going back to your number, but there's certainly an IP address. So they
Right.
weren't coming from a random stranger or another kid. They trace back to Kendra Licari, which is Lauren, the victim's actual mother.
Yeah. And I don't know if you've been, I know you're not like on TikTok as much as I am, at least. Well, I'm just like addicted to TikTok. But one of the things I've been, I guess because it knows that I don't know how, that I somehow watched the documentary, but there are a lot of TikToks of people filming like their friends and family members watching the moment where they
Yeah.
reveal in the Netflix documentary that it's Kendra. As you can
I
imagine, it's a
bet.
lot of, are you fucking kidding me? Like, and I'm not saying it's like obvious that it's her mom. Of course it's not, but it shows that like a lot of people really did not see that coming. Nobody, a lot of people just cannot comprehend that, you know, her mother was the one behind such horrible harassment.
It certainly makes me talk back to the time when usually we get asked in true crime world, kind of what got you interested in true
Yeah.
crime. And a lot of times I mention Andrea Yates because Andrea Yates
That's
drowned
right.
her children,
Yeah.
five of them, I believe, in a
Yeah.
bathtub, pled insanity, did it because she thought that she was saving them from the
Right.
apocalypse or
Whatever. Yeah.
whatever. And God had forced her to do this. I mean, obviously, someone who was mentally ill. I think, and obviously I think mental illness is going to come into this story as well, but I
Yes.
think specifically for mothers to do it. Like mothers are put on this
Right.
pedestal societally that dads really aren't, that fathers aren't. And
You're right.
it's not men's fault. I'm not blaming the patriarchy. I
No,
don't think it has
yeah.
anything to do with the patriarchy. I actually think it has to just do with evolution and women bearing the children. Women are
Yeah.
more
And the
attached to their kids.
connection, yeah.
The connection, not to say that adoption isn't that, but just in general, there is some
Yeah.
sort of like chemical reaction that mothers have. And so I think it's really hard to digest a lot of this stuff, knowing that
Yeah.
it came from your own mother who
Exactly, yeah.
ultimately, should be your main protector, especially for a
Yeah.
woman,
Yep.
So yeah.
Well, this is a great segue because we even see the body cam footage of the sheriff
Ugh.
confronting Kendra
This wasn't
in her home.
part of the article that I remember because,
Oh,
you're
okay.
reading something, you can't look at a video. So this body cam footage
Yeah.
of the confrontation of Kendra and her husband in front of Lauren was
Ugh.
so telling to me about that family. So
Totally.
telling.
Well, tell to say more, like what do you mean by that exactly? Like you understand you took away a dynamic maybe that was missing from the
Just all
original
the lies that had really built
Right.
up, how close, and I use close in air quotes, how close Kendra and Lauren really were, and how codependent I think
Right.
Kendra really felt on
Yes.
Lauren. She wasn't, even her admission, of which she
Yeah.
did admit without a lot of pushback. And it wasn't a, she got caught. She basically got caught and she had to get out of
Yeah.
it. And the cop basically was like, show me the other cell phones that you have in your house. If
Right.
you don't do that, we're going to come back and we're going to get a warrant and you'll be arrested and, obstruction of
Yeah.
justice and kind of throwing the book at her. And she gave in. And I felt horrible for the father and the husband because he had
Of
really been
course.
swindled on this and had
Well,
fought
don't
to
forget
protect
about.
his daughter. He sort of let the enemy in behind,
Yeah.
friendly lines.
And Kendra, by the way, we find out in that moment, Kendra was actually fired from previous jobs, which her husband at the time, Sean, did not even know about. So you hear about
Yeah.
that interaction right in front of everything as well.
Yeah. Set the
It's
scene and then I'll talk to you about
well,
what I
yeah, I
think
mean,
about the
yeah, she
my
can.
thoughts on it.
Yeah, she confesses right there in the living room, and she admits that she was, in fact, sending the texts to her daughter. I want to ask what your thoughts were, because one of the things that I keep hearing from friends and even some listeners and some others are your thoughts on Lauren's reaction. Now, as a reminder, Lauren is a child, she is
Yeah.
a minor, and in front of her, she has her two parents who are confronting each other about the biggest lie that's ever been told in their family,
The
and
dissolution
there's
of their marriage,
police.
essentially.
Yeah,
Yeah.
like the family is literally falling apart right in front of her eyes, and there are at least two police officers in her house. I heard, you know, some people are like, I'm really surprised by Lauren's reaction, but I'll just say, and I have a hunch you'll agree to some degree, Darren, or not, let me know, but you just have to remember that she is a child. Like her brain is not developed. She may not even be understanding what is exactly happening in front of her. And I think people were like surprised that she didn't have a bigger reaction because it quote unquote meant that she knew all along, which is like, of course, an assumption, a ridiculous assumption, maybe. I just feel like we got to let Lauren alone because she's going to maybe grow up and understand this differently.
Lauren is nothing if not a victim
Of
entirely in all
course.
of
Yeah,
this. And
exactly. If
like
anything
to
else.
people think that she was complicit makes absolutely no sense because not only did her and Owen eventually break up, they don't even talk anymore.
Right, right.
She, went through bouts of depression. How could you not? Tore her family
Right.
apart. The dad said they moved like four times. I
That's
mean,
right, I
even
forgot
at
about that.
37, if I found out even
Right.
25 years ago that
You
anyone in my family had said something, texted me some
yeah.
terrible, malicious thing, I'm not even confident I would know how to handle it now. Like,
Yeah.
so the shock that she was in, I think she was wasn't First off, I felt like she probably felt like she couldn't react because,
Good
you know, I
point.
think it was just like, what is the point of adding on to this? My dad is here, my mom is here, the police are here. What's going to happen to my mom? And it's her fucking mother. I mean,
Right.
she loves her mom. I mean, this is a little like
Yeah.
Stockholm syndrome thing. Like, you can end up falling in love with your captors. Well, you're gonna start loving your mom. So you backtrack that. It's even hard to say. And, you know, she obviously comes back on the, Lauren is interviewed in this documentary, and you know, the documentary ends with saying like, I love my mom. I really hope to see her, you know, and we'll get to the ending. But I think it's really hard for Lauren to process what love is and what that looks like. And I think her default is, I love my mother and I just need to figure this out. But my first inclination is always to love my parents. Like, yeah, I don't buy that she was
100%.
fucking complicit in anything.
Yeah, there is some commentary on online about that, so I did want to hear your thoughts there. Well, of course, Kendra pleads guilty to stalking her own daughter, but she does say again that they didn't start with her. She very specifically is like, I didn't start them, but yeah, I did go through. And I mean, that's obviously not true according to the digital forensic data connected
That
to
was
her
Kendra just
account.
trying to have like a moment of being like, I'm not entirely bad because I didn't start it, you know? But like, obviously, that's such bullshit. And if you did 99% of the text messages, it looks even weirder if
Then
you
it
didn't
doesn't,
start
yeah,
it. It looks even weirder
exactly.
now. It looks even
Yeah,
weirder
what does
that
that
you,
mean? Like, you know,
I think
to,
it was her trying to lie to protect herself as much as
of
possible. And
course, it's
obviously,
just
we
such
see
a
this in
stupid
human
lie.
behavior. And, you know, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
That being said,
Well,
she was willing to go on this documentary. Just saying.
there's that too. Well, eventually in 2023, just a couple years ago, she's sentenced to 19 months to 5 years in prison. She ends up serving a little over a year before being released on parole in 2024. Lauren's dad, Sean, as we just talked about, divorced Kendra after everything came out and took full custody of Lauren at the time and has been her main support system ever since. We see a lot of like B-roll type of footage of them like hanging out and like fishing and stuff. So they seem to have a very healthy and responsible relationship, which is a relief, you know,
She's got one
because
normal parent, thank
I was
God.
going to say sometimes, most of the times, I want to say that at least in our episodes that we've covered, there's these types of people tend to find each other, you know, the Kendras. So knowing at least one of them was a good
Yeah.
egg is nice to hear. Now, as for Lauren, she is now 18, and as far as I'm aware, in the research that I found, and I think what was mentioned in this doc, she's not allowed to be in physical contact with her at all until at least 2026, I believe. I think that's right.
Yeah.
And she talks in the documentary, Lauren, about trying to process what happened. But like Darren said, that she still loves talking to her mom. They can text and I guess talk on the phone and email each other and things like that. But I think the physical contact, that it wasn't super clear about that. But I think at the time of this documentary, that was at least true.
And I wonder what the process is like for that, because obviously there was a lot of trauma there. But I wonder if it's different because it was sort of this like anonymous force. It's like that show Love is Blind. It's like the voice and person behind that is totally almost different than the person that you see in person to you. And so I sort of wonder if like it'll be easier or harder to potentially process this because there was, it wasn't like her mom beat her physically or had, you know, she had these scars. It was really like this emotional, odd trauma. She didn't ramp up other kids necessarily to do that either. You know, she, and then the fact that it went to Owen's girlfriend's mom is like an entirely
Crazy.
different, you got to
That's
watch
a
the
whole
doc for
thing.
that. But here's the interesting thing. So at the end of the doc, Kendra, the mom, tries to explain her actions. And I think she seems genuine about understanding how embarrassing this is for her at best.
Definitely,
I think she knows that no one's going to walk away from this doc being like, okay, you're forgiven. You know, I think people have a lot more questions than they have answers with this, but she does try to explain why she did it by pointing to some unresolved trauma from her own past. This was sort of like this Munchausen. Experts in the film say her behavior kind of reminds them of Munchausen by proxy, which we've talked about before, that sort of need to control someone by creating harm, though nobody labels it outright. It's essentially that all this attention that they were getting, the family was getting from all these horrendous type of text messages made Lauren and Kendra closer and more codependent. And ultimately, that made Kendra, who was, according to her, raped when she was young, in her young teens,
According to the
made,
documentary,
according to the documentary, from her own words, that's alleged,
Yep.
made her feel safer because Lauren was protected by her by coming into her grasp. So in a
Yeah.
weird way, psychologically, and this can happen, she felt by doing this, she was protecting her daughter.
And I, yeah.
You know, that sounds crazy.
It
I mean, that sounds
does.
crazy. That
It
sounds
does
crazy.
sound crazy to, I would say, people like you and I who are what I would say, what, neurotypical, you know. She does, you know, to her credit, she does say, like, I just felt like a different person. I felt like it wasn't me. I would kind of
Detach.
detach, exactly, and like kind of shift into this other person. And like, of course, we're not, I'm not defending her actions, but if you're trying to figure out why the human brain would ever in a million years do something like this, it does kind of make a little bit of sense in that regard. Again, it doesn't make it right. It just, when you think about what she was doing and what she was saying and why, and like the motivation behind it and her obsession with Owen, it does kind of all connect in that weird psychological way. Of course, neither of us are psychologists, but we might as well be in on this show, right, at this point,
Well,
hundreds
it
of
does.
episodes later.
I mean, I do think there is something to that. Like, you
Yeah.
know, I think she deserved to be arrested. I think she deserved to be in prison. I think she deserves psychological
Yeah.
help. But
Yeah,
it does sort
exactly.
of make sense that she felt, especially in her own trauma, let's say that she was actually raped. And I can't really confirm or deny. Who knows if that's true? It does probably make sense that she was, though, because a lot of times, as we talk about, these perpetrators often have really horrible pasts.
Yeah.
And
They're victims
considering
themselves
Lauren,
usually, yep.
who didn't really have any issues with her mom, as far as we know, up until this point. She didn't seem, you
Yeah.
know, codependent or abusive in any sort of way. It does sort of seem when she reached this sort of sexual age, you know, 13, 14, kids start to get their periods. They start to kind of talk about sex and think about that stuff. Perhaps this was her own way of
Yeah.
processing her own rape, essentially. And it's horrible. I mean, there's really no excuse for what it was, especially once you are at the end of the dock and you've seen that she said all these even sexual things about like a 13
Yeah.
year old boy and telling her
Yeah.
daughter to kill herself. You're like, okay, maybe you wanted to protect her kid, but did you have to say that? Did you have to go all the way to do that? And like,
Right.
that's a fair argument. You and I talked about a little bit, and I just want to make a point here of, you know, Kendra admits this, that she was raped sort of at the end of the dock, and there wasn't enough conversation about how this could be an explanation for what
Yeah.
Kendra did from like a
Right.
trained psychologist. So it just kind of comes across like Kendra is making an excuse.
Yes,
And they don't do
yes.
enough, I think, processing, and you said this best, you know, processing about how like and Kendra, you know, this is a legitimate
Yeah.
thing where people protect through harm.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you
It
said it
the
really well.
Yeah, well, thank you. I mean, we hear a little bit, I think either the principal or like one of the sheriffs mentioned digital Munchausen or something like that. Like, okay, that's fine, but like I just felt like it's the responsibility of the documentary makers to then bring on a psychologist when she talks about this stuff to walk us through in less than 30 seconds, 45 seconds ish, why that is
There's
a
got to be a
connective
term.
tissue
Right. There's
versus
got to be
her,
something.
because it just reads a little too much. Not too much, but it just reads from a viewer perspective like she's making an excuse, and maybe she is, and that's fine. But you should also have someone that can explain why she's saying that to the audience as well, because it kind of puts her in this, oh, I'm just a victim, please excuse me. But what if she is actually a victim? Then let's make our own rationale about that from someone like a psychologist who could explain that to us. So yeah, I just felt like that was one kind of major misstep in this documentary, personally. Yeah.
I agree. I mean, I think they were trying to just capitalize a little bit on the shock and all of it, being
Exactly.
in the mom, as opposed
Yeah.
to really diving deep into the
Yeah.
mental illness of it all. And it should have been better at doing that.
Right.
Watching Lauren be interviewed here is, and Owen is interviewed as well, but because this was directly sort of Lauren, and also like it was less attacking Owen and seemed more obsessed with him, or it felt very, it was obviously directly attacks to Lauren. It was always about Lauren's looks, how she
Right.
looked, you know, her sexual prowess. It never had anything to do with Owen. But you kind of see her shift in these interview clips of, and I think that she's had 5 years to process this really without her mom being around with her dad. And obviously she's a good support system. So we're coming at it with a little bit more knowledge, but you see her
Yeah.
shift from wanting her mom back to kind of realizing she has to set boundaries for herself. And her mom was released from prison. They haven't seen each other. And it's her mom. Like it's
Yeah,
her
you get
mother.
one
You
mom really
get
in life, right?
one,
Yeah.
at least biological,
Right.
and it's her mom. Like anyone that would like judge her for not for wanting to just get rid of her parent forever because they did
Yeah.
this one thing, I think is like, I think they have issues themselves, and I think that they're not really looking at this big picture. And I think also the goal is like whatever Lauren wants, Lauren should get because Lauren is the victim.
Totally. I totally agree. And I want to say one other criticism I have about this documentary is how they ended it with Lauren talking about wanting to be connected with her mom with the overlay of all the horrible text messages. And it's like, that's not really fair because those text messages, we know when and why they happened now. Lauren's in a different place when she's saying this. And I just thought, yes, you hear you hear the juxtaposition of the irony, I guess you could say, of her wanting to be connected to her mother. But it was just unfair to do it in such a way where now we know where and how
We're
and why
judging
those things
Lauren
were.
now.
Yeah, now we're judging
Yeah.
Lauren because she
For
wants to be
wanting to
with
be
her
close to her
mom.
mom,
Like,
like that annoyed me too. I was just
yeah.
like, I understand that it's like it's such a crazy situation. How can you possibly believe it? Well, guess what? Maybe it's our job as
Yeah.
the
Yeah.
consumers of this story who wanted that shock and awe, who were creating these TikTok videos, to maybe actually understand why some people do the things that they do. And not everything is explained, not everything has a reason,
Yeah,
but
right.
in this type of way, I don't know why we would judge Lauren for wanting anything other than what she wanted. If she said, I never want to speak to my fucking mother again, this was horrible, this was the worst thing that ever happened to me, fuck off forever, I would support her in that too. But if
Yeah.
she's like, I want to figure out a way that I can have boundaries with my mother, I don't really see why we would judge that.
Of course not. No, I'm completely with you on that.
The documentary also shows how other kids in the school were really impacted by this
Yes.
because, to your point, small
Yeah.
town, everyone's around.
Oh yeah.
Some were suspected unfairly. There's a particular girl, Chloe, who
Chloe.
in the doc, I think, is really portrayed as like, well, it's obviously her because she's one of those classic mean girls and popular. Her parents are in the doc as well, defending her and her reputation. And she is interviewed in the doc as well. And they kind of share just how much damage this whole ordeal caused. I mean, it almost forced the school to not have phones in it, which probably would have been a good idea, in my personal opinion. I hated when that principal came on and he's like, well,
It's a learning tool.
use my phone as a
I was
as a
like,
work. I was like, but you're 50. You're
yeah, you're not
50.
a
You
child in
drink
school. Like,
alcohol to calm down. So is that okay for kids to just drink alcohol to calm? Like, I was like,
yeah, good
sir, you
point.
should not be in the. I thought he was like totally un. I just thought he was totally a
No, what were you
whack
gonna say? Sir, you should not be what? You should
in the
not
school
be.
system. I was just like, so you don't want to get rid of phones because it can be a learning tool? Excuse me, what did I use
No.
in school?
Yeah,
What did my
right.
parents
Or
use in school?
anybody, you
What
know,
did
yeah.
anyone use before 2010 in
Right.
schools? A computer, a book,
Right,
the
right.
teachers? I was just like, you're just being a big pussy and not having phones in school. I'm sorry. I just thought that that was like, I
No, I agree.
rolled
It was
my
so
eyes
weird.
so
Yeah.
heavily at that.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not saying take it away because one bad actor, but like we probably shouldn't have phones in schools. And the more we talk about it, and more we implement it,
Yeah.
we'll be fine. Or at least no phones in the classroom. You can
Yeah.
have them at lunch,
Easy.
have
Yeah,
them
of
at
course.
recess.
Yeah, right. I know, by the way, some of you guys, we're going to read some of your reactions. I know a lot of people had some thoughts about Chloe and her family. We'll get to that in just a minute. But yeah, it is about like, you know, digital storytelling or technology, I guess you could say, anonymity in our schools and all those, and parents and law
That's what it was
enforcement.
about. I mean, it's
Yeah.
about, I think, friends. I think it's really about a story about technology and how
It kind
so
of
much
is,
it
yeah.
can take over our lives.
Yeah.
And just sort of this breakdown in the digital age. And I'm a, I think you are too, a pro technology person. I think it has
Yeah.
brought so much. But to your point, if it's a matter of just downloading an app and I can just like terrorize a person
Yeah,
digitally
right.
without
That's
it
what,
ever
yeah.
really coming back to me, that also seems a little frightening. It doesn't seem like the onus should be on me having to change my number 400 times to get rid of
No,
this.
definitely not.
But it was a good doc in terms of the story is really interesting because it's flabbergasting. But I do think because New York Mag broke it and this wasn't the doc to break it, I do think they could have done a better job of what happens after we know this.
Yeah, I
Yes, the
agree.
mom did it, but now what?
Now what?
Because
Yep.
she's still a mom and
Yeah.
she's still gonna have a phone and she was still potentially raped when she was 17. So what happens with
What
that?
happens next? Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we get into listener shoutouts, I want to do something funny with you really quickly. Can we do a reenactment of
No.
our faces when you realized on the screen that it was Kendra?
Okay,
Do you
it's
want me to go
tough for me,
first?
but yes,
Yeah.
because for
Okay.
you know, because me, I knew, yeah.
Oh, that's right. You did know. Okay. Well, then we can't do it because you already knew it
No,
was.
I want to see your face though. I think this
My
would be
face
fun
was
for
this because I was sitting here like this and I was like,
you. Just wanted to be right.
I wanted to be right
You
more than
wanted to be right, so
anything.
you're like,
I was like, what's her number? Because they started flashing the phone number. I was like, that better be her number. That
yeah.
better be her number. But for some reason I was like, okay. And then I was like, and then you be the narrator, say it was Kendra LaCari, and I'll give you my reaction.
And the numbers all trace back to one person, Kendra
Oh my God. Even though I was hoping and kind of knew it was going to be her.
Now, acting,
Yeah.
give me
Okay.
your reaction when Carlos Alcaraz won the US Open on his serve
Oh my
against
God.
Jannik, what's his last name?
Sinner, sinner.
Sinner, who
Yeah.
I really like and I think is a gentleman, and I thought he conceded so well, and I like them.
Yeah, he did do that. He
I
did
thought
do
that was
that.
really
That's
sweet.
true.
I don't know him personally at all. I just thought I like their little repartee because it
Yeah,
gets annoying
they're
when
very
people are
friendly.
like,
Good friends.
fuck off. I'm like, it's a game, it's a sport. Give me
Yeah.
that reaction.
My
Ready?
reaction was
I'm serving,
okay,
I'm
you're serving.
Carlos, I'm serving. Done.
Okay,
Kendra
yeah,
Lacari?
back
Okay.
to the story, back to the story. Well, anyway, quick little detour there as we talk about the US Open.
We were in theater mode,
We were
yes.
in theater. We love to act on the show. So those are our final thoughts. We did ask you guys on Patreon specifically. We let everyone know on Patreon because if you are on Patreon, you get to know what we're up to and behind the scenes. So sign up today. But they found out first. So we asked Patreon members to weigh in, and several of you guys had actually already watched the documentary. Darren, do you want to take the first reaction here?
Yeah, we asked Patreon members to weigh in, and several of you guys watched. So Marty, our bestie, said, "I am still a little confused about who started the texts." Kendra kept saying she didn't start the whole thing, but one of the
Yeah.
commenters said she probably did. Disgusting. Marty, I mean, I agree because it seems so silly. It's like once you, it's like I robbed the bank, but I didn't open the door to rob the bank, and you're like, "Whoa, but you did the thing,
But you
so
did go in and
maybe
do
you
that.
weren't opening the door, but you." But you did the
Yeah.
thing that really mattered. So it's kind of like, I think my take, it seems highly unlikely that
Yeah.
someone randomly started doing this, then stopped because the
Right.
mother took over.
Yeah,
It
'cause like
seems
what is
highly
the conspiracy
unlikely.
here
Do I
exactly?
think that those guys ever got a bullying text from a classmate? I'm sure. Like everyone did. I
Well,
remember being,
yeah.
like, sure, you get comments because middle schoolers are fucking terrible kids and high schoolers are terrible kids because they're learning.
Yeah, it's
But I
true.
think that was Kendra's little way of saving face
Right.
for herself as best she could. I don't think anyone should buy it. And I think that was for her to say to
Yeah,
herself
I
to make
agree.
her seem this
Which,
monstrous, not mo less monstrous, excuse
and
me.
I'll just add this, and what is the mental illness around being caught red-handed without a doubt with a sheriff in front of you and still continuing to lie about what happened? You know, that's for another time for a psychologist to get into. I don't know the
Agreed.
answer. Our longtime listener, Mitts, hi Mitts,
Hi,
commented
Mitt.
saying, quote, "The mom should be on a sex offenders list or something because those texts were so damn disturbing." Now, this is interesting because there were, you know, she was texting minors very sexually explicit details
I mean,
and
they
text
were, I
messages.
don't think in my life. Even
No.
a flirt, I've ever sent it. No, Glenna also said I watched it last week and was
Yeah.
left speechless,
Yeah.
which again, I read the article. So I had already known, but watching these
That's
texts
right.
come through, and I remember the article kind of having the overlay of like all the texts, but you don't read all of them or whatever. But
Sure.
as they were coming through and kind of seeing it, I mean, they talked about like sexual body. I don't even really want to say it
Yeah,
because
we
it
shouldn't
seems so
say
unnecessary.
it.
But what
We're on
I'm
YouTube
talking about is like
nowadays.
sexual things with minors just
Yeah.
seemed not, let alone about her appearance. They called her an anorexic, telling her she could kill herself.
Right.
I almost felt like telling her to kill herself was the least of them compared to the other
Well,
ones, which seems crazy to me because all
grotesque,
of that
yeah.
is disgusting.
It really
But
is.
I agree. It's just, yeah, gross.
And lastly, Laura, who flew across the country to see us at a live show, Darren, back in the day. We love you, Laura. Thank you
Love you,
for
Laura.
joining in on the conversation, said, quote, Chloe's parents came across as huge bullies to me. I almost hated them more than Kendra,
It's funny you
LOL.
said that, Laura, because I sort of had this similar impression of them. They came across like sort of like Chloe was coming across in school, like
Yeah. Well, that's how,
better
you know,
than and
yeah.
popular. Yes, for sure. I mean, but then I had to think about it also, and I'm
Right,
thinking,
right.
listen, they agreed to come on this documentary, which requires
Yeah.
vulnerability and
Yeah,
so many wills.
exactly. Yep.
But I'm also thinking how much they essentially, when someone accuses you of something, especially in a small town, and you can talk about this because I didn't grow up in a small town. When someone accuses you of something, anywhere really, it's really hard to, like, then all of a sudden you have to prove your innocence as
Right,
opposed to
yeah.
them proving a guilt. You throw out an accusation. That's all that matters. That's all that anyone hears. You know, you sexually assaulted me. Great. You're that for the rest of your life, whether or not that's actually true.
True,
And so I
yeah.
imagine they had to really double down in defense of their kid and probably had to put up a
Yeah.
really strong, hard wall because they're literally trying to be like, my child did not do this despite
Yeah.
what you think. You know, like
Yeah.
give her your phone, give her this. So we could only see the 8 minutes of them on camera.
That's
It's
right,
very
yeah.
hard to see, but I totally get where you were coming from,
Yeah.
Laura. And thank you guys for all those comments. We want to know
Yeah.
what you thought of Unknown Number. Tell us on Patreon in our Facebook group or on social. We may read your thoughts on a future episode. Because this doc has a lot of
There's a
layers,
lot
my
to think
friend.
about. Yeah, a lot to think about. Well, you can join us on Patreon, by the way, for as little as $5 a month. Even cheaper if you sign up annually. You can go to patreon.com/shakenanddisturbed or click the link in our show notes or head over to our brand new, shiny, beautiful, sparkling website, shakenanddisturbed.com. It has all new episodes, blogs of our episodes, Patreon, YouTube, our merch, including our latest design, which says "Justice is my love language," which I love. I'm going to get it on a t-shirt, I think, or maybe a cup because I need some
I
new coffee
think
cups.
someone commented that we need to do
What?
1990 for a t-shirt, and I think we do because that's so
Should we?
esoteric
Yeah, you're
that I
right.
feel like if you're wearing it,
Yeah.
even more so than the show name, if you do it like 199 day, I feel
Yeah.
like,
Okay, we'll work on something like that. I love
yeah,
that.
I kind of like it too.
All right, Darren. Well, thanks for talking this one through with us. Thank you guys for listening. Please do let us know what you think. As Darren said, I'd love to hear what you guys are thinking about this episode or
I'm
about
fascinated.
this case. And of course, in 2025, take care and brush your hair.
Please be neat and wipe the motherfucking seat. And let me tell you, the
Oh my God.
airplane sagas continue.
Before we forget,
We're also
go
going to talk
ahead.
about this on NMR because Mama has even more complaints to make about
Oh my
society.
God, here we go.
Society.
I did poll our Patreon members on September 2nd. The question, do you take your socks off in an airplane?
Yep.
Shoes is one thing, but what about your socks?
We're
An
talking
important poll.
barefoot Contessa here, people. Tell me.
29 total votes. And what do you think the split was of yes or no?
For socks off on
For do
planes.
you take your socks off on an airplane? Yes or
I
no?
hope that the split was 29-0 of people not taking their socks off because our listeners are so smart and so not disgusting that I'd like to think that 30 people would,
Yeah.
you know, be
You're
able to
right.
handle this
You're
appropriately.
right.
Was
You're
it?
100% right. Not a
Yes.
single person said yes because they were
Because
like, I'm
our
not going to
listeners
get.
are, yeah, right. Our listeners
Yeah.
are fucking, they
They
understand a
are.
true crime scene. What do they
We're
want to stand in
family.
bodily fluids? They get it. Our
Yeah.
fucking
We're
listeners
one
are the
big
best.
radish patch. That's what I know for
We're in the
sure.
garden.
That's
We're
right.
watered.
We're in the
We're ready.
salad.
We're
Yeah.
in the
There you go.
Sally. We're going the whole thing.
All right. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.